in terms of the substance and outcome, obviously this General Assembly has been themed around the area of visa facilitation. It has been themed around the liberalization of entry ports and entry formalities, easing traveling into countries, and destination connectivity and accessibility. This General Assembly has been about making it the easiest for travelers to enter into countries. And you will be very surprised, obviously, to know that Africa only admits about 8% of the world's travelers. It means we are still very much close to entry by international tourists and visitors, and we need to fix that and examine these issues that are standing the growth of African tourism. I speak for Africa, obviously, because during this General Assembly, we were also honored unanimously by the conferment of the Africa Commission, Regional Commission for Africa Chairmanship, which will now lead for the next 2 years. And we are very happy about this agenda-setting position that has been honorably bestowed on us by the African member states. 49 of them unanimously endorsed Zimbabwe as the chairperson of the African Commission.
What would you say were the major highlights of this UNWTO conference for Zimbabwe?
We feel very honored. Walking out of this General Assembly with the President of the General Assembly in 2015, walking out of this General Assembly with the Chairmanship of the Africa Commission, and indeed celebrating our other achievements in tourism worldwide. Just next month, we shall be heading for New York for our annual debates through our president of the Africa Travel Association, which will be held in September, alongside the UN General Assembly itself.